الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. وقال تعالى: كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, just a remembered thought we'd share with everyone. We learn from our buzurgs, our elders, that before making bayan, then we should try and read Surah Ikhlas. By that barakat of that, Allah will grant us ikhlas. And also, we should read Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. If you think of the meaning of that also, it's extremely important. And also, innamal mu'minun alladhina idha dhukira Allah wajilat qulubuhum, to the end of the ayah. Ulama have said if we read this ayat, then at least one person will definitely benefit from this talk. So, and also we should try and read the dua, sunnah dua for ikhlas. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that riya, show, comes into a person so stealthily, so privately, so secretly, like a black ant walking on a black stone in a pitch black night. Nobody can see it also, nobody can hear it also, and riyakari comes into a person. Allah rewards Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, "Oh Allah's Rasul, in that case all of us will be destroyed. That so secretly riyakari has come in our hearts, and we're not aware of it also. And what is done with riyakari, Allah doesn't take any share in that. What is done for Allah and for others also, and we didn't know. And it came so secretly into us. So Qurban Jai, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'll teach you a dua. Read that dua, and Allah will save you of all types of riyakari, show, name, fame. The small of it, the big of it, the open of it, the hidden of it, every type, Allah will save you. And this is a riwayat of Kanzul Ummal, that Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam, wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Read that dua and Allah will save us from. Otherwise, our Shaykh, Hadrat Ma'lana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, an alim, how many years to become an alim? And then he makes deen's khidmat, 40, 50 years perhaps. So maybe 60 years of his life, 70 years of his life's deen khidmat. And if there was a riyakari and he was not aware, everything gone down the drain. So by this barakat of this dua, Allah will save us. Allah save us all, inshallah. This ayat of the kareema, ayat-e-kareema of the Quran Sharif, which I have recited, إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. إنما for حسر. Only those people fear Allah تبارك وتعالى who are the علماء. So the fear of Allah تعالى is a lazim of ilm. If there is ilm, then the fear of Allah تعالى is lazim. It's lazim, malzum. And the intifa, to negate the lazim, the malzum gets negated. It's mustalzam of that. The intifa of the lazim, malzum ke mustalzam hai. It has to. If there is no sunshine, there can be no sun rays. It's impossible if there is no sun. And if there is the sun, then the sun rays are lazim. There's a different thing. There's some hijab, clouds. They don't allow the sun rays to come through. The curtains are drawn in the room. not allowing the sun rays, but the sun rays are lazim. They have to be there. In exactly the same way, where there is ilm, then khashiyat is lazim. It cannot be that there is ilm and there isn't khashiyat of Allah Ta'ala. And the ulama have acquired ilm. Today in the Arab world generally, for Western education, secular Western education, they also call it ilm. And they also call them ulama. But it's zaif, that ilm will never bring khashiyat. Ilm about all science and maths and geography, that how is that going to bring khashiyat in a person? So our ilm also, we must see the ilm which we are studying, is it bringing khashiyat in us? Hazrat Umme Darda radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Sayyidul ilm, Ra'asul ilm, Ma'rifatullah. Ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, that brings khashiyat. Just to learn so many faraz in wuzu, so many faraiz in namaz, how to perform namaz, that won't bring khashiyah. When we will have the ilm of Allah Ta'ala, ilm of akhirat, that will bring khashiyah in a person. Just the knowledge that namaz is faraz, that won't bring khashiyah in a person. It is required that we have that if you don't make namaz, what will happen in the akhirat? What will you gain in the akhirat? And that must be mustahzar in front of us. Then khashiyat will come. Anyway, the first lazim of ilm is khashiyat. The second lazim of ilm is amal. Or in another way, the zahiri lazim of ilm is khashiyat. And is ilm, amal. The zahiri effect of ilm will be amal. And the batini, the hidden effect of ilm will be khashiyat. Khashiyat is in the heart. And ilm, amal is outward. Or ulama have explained this in different ways, but it all comes to the same thing. All just nizai lafzi, ikhtilafi lafzi. That the first lazim of ilm is khashiyat. And the second lazim of khashiyat of ilm is amal. Yeah, one important point our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair taught us, that the Arabic language is, we all know, very rich. For explaining one word, one thing, so many words there are. So for the fear of Allah, khashiyat is also one word. Khawf is also another word. Yeah, for with regard to the ulama, Allah used the word khashiyat. Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. And another place Allah says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَان. There is arm, whoever, وَلِمَنْ, whoever, alim, غير alim, whoever. The difference between khawf and khashiyat, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair had explained, that khashiyat is that fear of Allah Ta'ala, that a person does not displease the person whose command it is, the elder, not because of the fear of that person, of the punishment from that person, but in the love of that person. Like Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was being seduced by Zulaikha, he said, Inna Rabbi ahsana mathwai. According to different tafsirs, Rabbi, whether it is Allah Ta'ala or my Rabb Aziz Misr, they are so good to me. How can I disobey them? So all that favors, keeping them in mind, that Allah, so many favors, how can I display, that is khashiyat. And this Allah used it with regard the nisbat of the ulama, that Allah has blessed them with ilm, ilm-e-Quran, ilm-e-Hadith, what ulum Allah has blessed them. Sohbat-e-ulama, sohbat-e-salihin, generally, in our madaris, we have the opportunity to be in the sohbat of the great, great ulama, of great, great sulaha. So that namat we should think, who am I? I'm an alim. I got ilm of hadith, ilm of Quran Sharif. How can I break the laws of Allah Ta'ala? And for the ordinary people, khawf. Khawf is like you fear something. You fear a dog that it will bite you. you fear a snake, that it will, the harm that it will cause you. That is khawf. So for generally for everyone, that khawf will keep them away. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. Two jannats. Here also, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair taught us that which are the two jannats. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah and Ruh al Ma'ani has written 10 tafsirs. The final tafsir of it, he writes, Jannatun fi dunya bi huduril mawla. That you think of Allah Ta'ala. And that is why enjoyment. Which explanation is given? A boy is engaged to a girl, Fatima. Now just the name Fatima sends vibes in him. He goes in an ecstasy. Fatima. And he can't sleep at night. He's reading tasbih. Fatima. He will go to Qari Sahib also and say, correct my makhraj of ta. One of the most mazloom words, names also, which has been spoiled, is Fatima. Fati, Fatli, Fatam, Fatu. All, how many it has been spoiled. So if somebody say that words, he gets cross. You can't say like that. You must say properly Fatima. And properly with the tajweed and with all the sifat and everything. So, how Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, when the name brings a lot of joy, then what will be the reality? You just engage to one Fatima of, how Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, you get so impressed with how women are, their figures, like lambi lambi oi, and manjari manjari oi, and dhori dhori oi. All the designs you are so impressed. Look at the designer. All these designs you have, but the designer who made, wow, what must be his beauty, who has made so many beauties, and the sun rising over the sea, the sun setting over behind the sea, behind the what beautiful scenes. So what's the beauty of Allah Ta'ala? So turn your attention to Allah Ta'ala and see the great beauty. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, "In shakar khushtar ya ki shakar saazat." Is the sweet sugar more sweeter or the creator of sugar? The sugar, what does it know what is sweetness? Who put the sweetness in there? Allah Ta'ala. And Allah give us all tawfiq before we eat, before we sleep, even before going toilet, to correct our aqidah first. That this food is not going to give me strength. The sleep is not going to give me my rest. My medicine is not going to give me. It's only Allah Ta'ala. That aqidah we must have. And after that, our niyat must be correct. I'm eating food to get strength, not to disobey Allah, to fulfill the commands of Allah, to engage more in the effort of deen, etc. I'm eating seven badams, so my brain becomes strong. Not for all dunya's calculations, for deen, make mutala, remember my facts, go and give my sabak in a good way, present it to the students, etc. So all that. So Allah Ta'ala's favors we should, Allah's favors are innumerable. So one, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ جَنَّةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِحُذُورِ الْمَوْلَى. If we just think, and that also how much more marifat of Allah we gain. It, a person's life, it just transforms a life completely. وَجَنَّةٌ فِي الْأُقْبَى بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْلَى. When you'll meet Mawla, when Fatima name puts you into an ecstasy, you can't sleep the whole night, you worried about her name, nobody must spoil it and say it wrongly. The day she's delivered to you, and you get her now, and you lock your bedroom door now. Now it's you and Fatima. Now nobody must interfere with you now. So when you are in your tahajjud, it comes in a hadith, when a person whose stomach is not full with food and water, and he makes tahajjud, the hurul een surround him. And now if you are there with the hurul een, and it only requires the yaqeen on the hadith. It's a kalam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we have that yaqeen, then your tahajjud won't be last 2 minutes. That I'm also tahajjud guzar. I made my tahajjud. Your tahajjud won't be after Isha. That all you will be but you'll wait for that time of the night when there is no one else. It's you and your tahajjud. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, when a husband leaves his bed and his pretty wife and his comfortable bed in winter, cold it is, you just leave the blanket cold again, but you get up for your tahajjud. Allah loves that person. And not only Allah loves him, Allah declares his love for that person. And not that only Allah declares his love for that person, whatever a person does in love for somebody, Allah does all that for that person. Allah is in love with that, and who you in love with, what and what won't you do for your beloved? All that. So this is what that khashiyat. And khawf is for the ordinary people. So Allah gave us tawfiq of having, understanding the favors, the great ni'mat of, and the shukr of a ni'mat. One is, first we think, this ni'mat Allah gave me, I appreciate it. Second, tahdith a ni'mat. Tahdith bin ni'mah. We speak about it also. And thirdly, to use it in the correct way. For what it is meant, to use that ni'mat in that, for that purpose. So we use that for that also. Then we have made shukr. And if we did not, then Allah says the word, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And وَلَئِن, the word kafar Allah has used. If you make kufr, of course we all know that is not haqiqi kufr. Al-kufru duna kufrin, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah has discussed levels of kufr. This is not that kufr. But what term has, and many other places Allah has used, where Allah is not referring to kufr, but Allah uses the word kufr to put that fear that we realize a very serious matter. The word kufr. So na shukri, if you will make. And Allah termed it, walain kafartum. Then, inna adabi shadeed, my punishment will be very severe. So anyway, Allah give us this khashiyat of Allah, this love of Allah. And we don't just, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali says, to fear Allah, in the fear of Allah, that Allah will punish me, He will give for Jahannam, qabr punishment, Qiyamah's day punishment, Jahannam's punishment. He say that fear, woto kilabi khawf hai. A dog also fears. A dog, you show him a stick, a stone, he runs away. You show him a piece of meat, he comes. That is kilabi. And Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali also said, many people got kilabi taqwa. Taqwa of a dog. Maulana explains that when a dog, when it wants to urinate, then it lifts up its one leg, so that the urine drops mustn't make its body napak. So lot taqwa it's got. So it stays away. That my body, my clothes mustn't become napak. On that we must think, our istinja, what kind of istinja we make? Especially with the hose today, and we only spray some water, perhaps we haven't got even kilabi taqwa. The urine has to be washed off. If we put condensed milk on our palm, or honey, and after that, just throw some water over it, and then taste, it's still there. For to remove it, dalak. Rubbing is necessary. Put water and rub it, then it will go away. So urine and stool, the chemicals are of it, very, very harmful, very severe, strong chemicals there in it. And just by letting water flow over it, you just hold your hose and you just little bit, and then you fart. We're standing in front of Allah like that. So it mustn't happen, we hardly got kilabi taqwa. So anyway, that is kilabi. And so that is the dog. But then after that it goes and eat carrion, dirty meat, all that also. Now one side sold a taqwa. Our Shaykh rahmatullah Ali says that Shaykh, when he's with his murids and all, then he's got so lot of taqwa that Shaykh khilafi shara tukta bini. He asked the murids also, Qibla not this side, I can't spit Qibla side. MashaAllah, how the taqwa share got. Lekin, andhera, ujala mein, chukta bhi nahi. But whenever he gets a chance of looking at some woman or some other thing, then he doesn't miss out on that also. In front of everyone, just to use the word chef, but for all, that in front of people, lot of taqwa. But then when you're on your own and there, then completely opposite. So we shouldn't have this kilabi taqwa. have taqwa, that is the real taqwa. So this khawf of khuda, in the love of Allah, to give up, our Shaykh Rahmatullah said, to give up gunas in the love of Allah is lovable. To now, presently, for us to give up guna is very hard, mujahada. That woman, how can I resist? I won't see her again. This is my chance to see her. You can't resist. But the love of Allah, this is my chance to please Allah. And I won't get another chance to please Allah when I'm tested a heavy exam. And I can get 100%. Why must I let go? Let me get my 100%. So, guna ko chhorna, aur guna ke chhorne ka afsos bhi na ho. We give up guna and we don't even feel sad about giving up guna. That is what is required. Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. And this is reserved for the ulama. Only the ulama will have that love of Allah, that they'll give up gunas in the love of Allah. And at all these points, check myself. I'm supposed to be an alim, I'm called. And ulama have written, every alim who graduates from a madrasa, gets his sanad also, gets the starbandi also, is not an alim. And whether we are alims by Allah, yeah, the world can call us, Maulana so-and-so has passed away, and his janaza so-and-so time. But by Allah, will we be alims or not? The criteria by Allah is not your sanad. It's not from how many madrasas you studied. You did Dora this madrasa, you did Dora that madrasa also. By Allah, your sanad is khashiyat. Whether you have got khashiyat or not, that is by Allah Ta'ala. And each one of us must check ourselves how much of khashiyat we have got. Khashiyat, mufassirin have written one aspect of it, that a person, he this fear that I have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. I'll have to return, report, and give my account of everything. Each one of us ask ourselves, that thought ever came to us, that I have to stand in Allah. What is going to happen to me in my qabr? What will be happening on the day of Qiyamah? And hum aise rahe, ya ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. Yeah, people can, oh, Maulana, Maulana, hugging you and putting hadiah in your pocket and everything. But in the qabr, what will happen? That thought comes to us. If that thought is not coming, there is no khashiyat. The khashiyat is, that is, it's lazim, that it will bring that fear, what the qabr, what will happen to me. I will be there with all my amal, amal-e-khair also, and which are maqbool also. Just making an amal is not enough. My ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, my maktab ustad, and afterwards, alhamdulillah, I had a good opportunity, and he was a great Allah wala, murid of Maulana Thanvira. He said, just making namaz is not, do you ever think, is this namaz made of mine or not? Ibrahim Ibn Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, after namaz, he should cover his face. And he should say that perhaps my namaz is made in that black, filthy, dirty, stinking rag and being thrown back at my face. Do we ever, that thought comes to us? Do I ever think my namaz is accepted? Yes, we made namaz, is finished and made. You apply for a visa, and I made visa application, finished. Somebody is shouting you, you went, you made. Yeah, I made it, finished. Now you're not following up, you're not checking whether it's they granted it or nothing, or anything else. I just made the application. So we just make namaz. Whether it is accepted or not is something else. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, quotes hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are a'mal that we do, makbul, ikhlas, ikhfa also. Ikhfa is not a shirt of ikhlas, but it's a great valuable asset to make it makbul, ikhfa, that nobody knows about it. Otherwise, our faraz namaz, we can't make ikhfa at home. Hajj, we can't make small Kaaba in our yard and Muzdalifa. We make it in front of the whole world, is izhar. And this ikhfa and izhar is not of tajweed, ikhfa izhar. There is the ikhfa and izhar of tasawwuf. So you made your amal with ikhlas also, ikhfa also. But after some time, 10, 20 years, you spoke about it. Now you've been an ustad. Now you're telling your students, when we studied like this. We stayed awake till late. Now you made izhar of it. It's still maqbool. You are telling them to encourage them. You're not doing to show off that we I'm a big buzur. I studied like to encourage them. So now, but now it has come out from ikhfa and it's gone into izhar. The value is gone down now. And this that we feel that I must tell people what my ma'amulat are and what I'm doing. Your hidayat is not Allah will do what Allah wants to. Your duty is to hide your amal, not to make izhar. Shaitan, ilbis, telbis, iblis, shaitan comes in such a way that you have to tell the people. It's a tahdith enamet. You have to make the people know. But what is inside? That people must see what my ma'amulats are, what buzurg I am, what I do. So shaitan comes in various ways. Then after some time you speak about it, now to show off. Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, a person who made 3 hajj, kasoti ke hajj, difficult hajj in those days. And after the 3rd hajj, a visitor came and he tells his son, his khadim, give them to drink my zamzam water of my 3rd hajj. So just that in my 3rd hajj, those few words, 3 hajj with so much of mujahada, so much of expenses, down the drain. So we have to be very, very careful. And until and unless we are not conscious on a daily basis with this, and we are engaged in our business, we are engaged in our teaching, we are engaged in our home affairs with the wife, children, all others, these things, they become ujal. They go out in the back. Afterwards, we forget about these things. And we don't think about it. Who of us makes dua that for the qabr, what will happen? Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi asked one of the students that did you make nashta? Then he told him, I'm not your eggs and cereal, I'm not referring to. You read your Yasin Sharif this morning. You read your Quran Sharif Tilawat this morning. Do we ever think of that? Hey, or worried about one another? For us, it's only dunya matters. And dunya is, Allah made the test that it looks my life is still long. Even you are 60, 70, I'm still going to live. I must do this, fix up the house, this, make this little bit, fix up the bathroom, do this. At the time of mort, we will realize life was nothing. Time also zero. And anything and everything of life was nothing. Everything was akhirat. At the moment, shaitan trapped us that akhirat is nothing for us. We don't make dua for akhirat. We don't make dua for our akhlaq. We don't make dua, my namazes must be accepted, that my namazes, my ibadat must be preserved. The thought doesn't come to us. Whereas those, and what we also think is, my house must be smart. Holidays is a major thing for us as ulama today. And then our houses, our gardens, everything we so worried about, all these material things. Who is worried of making his namaz perfect? My car, I must have mags, even more than us. And all the speakers must be in the right places. And the sound must come right. And all those fine things of dunya, they mean a lot to us. And for our deen, how much have we prepared? So yeah, the dalil, that this khashiyat is this ayat of the Quran Sharif, innama, only, hasar in there, yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. And the hadith, لِقَوْلِ رَسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَاللَّهُ إِنِّي لَعَلَّمُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَإِنِّي أَخْشَاكُمْ لِلَّهِ. And I fear Allah. So the amount of ilm we'll have to that level will be our khashiyah. Khawf also, but yeah, for us, for the ulama particularly, the love of Allah. And in the love of Allah, we don't commit any guna. That is what we must have. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, inna sufiya min ahli sunnah wal jama'ah. The sufiya, they also part of the ahlis. When at that time, many people were giving funny fatwas about the sufiya. Till today also, which Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakaria sahab rahmatullah alayhi says, a person makes zikr today. People are so allergic to zikr. Normally a person, if he's allergic to something, Aspro, Disperin, fish, if he takes it, then the reaction comes. But the people are so allergic to zikr, somebody else is making zikr, and their head pains, their stomach pains. Why is making zikr? Why making zikr jahri? How are making in the masjid zikr jahri? Their head, their pains. So, it's a lot of people, what things about, especially Salafis, what they got to say. And one more danger person than a Salafi is a Halafi. Who's a Halafi? He's a Hanafi outwardly, but actually he's a Salafi. He's saying that I'm a Hanafi, but he's a real Salafi. And with enough of that also we got. Enough of those type of people also we got. So they got a lot of problems with us. But the Sawf, so Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, Man tafaqqaha, we got knowledge of fiqh, walam yatasawwaf, he didn't get knowledge of tasawwuf, of islahi batin, nisbat ma'allah, ta'alluq ma'allah, faqad tafassaqa, that person is a fasiq. Waman tasawwafa, a person who went in tasawwuf, walam yatafaqqaha, and he didn't get knowledge of fiqh. He doesn't know how to make wuzu properly. He didn't learn masalas of wuzu. Many other things he didn't learn. Imam Muhajir Makki, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, rahmatullah, has written one, some this kind of the Sufi, that he, one time, the desire came to use itar. So he said, my nafs, you want to use good smiles, nice smelling itar, I'll teach you a lesson. So he took his pakhana and he put it in his nose. And he said, I'll teach you a lesson. Make islah of the nafs now. That is that now, that when you got the tasawwuf, but no tafaq, no fiqh. Now he's making islah of his nafs, put pakhana. And he was making namaz like that. So one of his murids told him, Hazrat does. He said, I'm teaching my nafs a lesson. He said, but Hazrat, na pakhana is napa, naja is najis. How can your namaz be made? But he was sincere. The tasawwuf of his was on its place. So he said, yeah, you are right. It's wrong what I'm doing. And he corrected himself. But what it is, if you have the tasawwuf, no tafaqquh, they're all wrong things you'll do. Faqad tazandaka. You'll become a zindiq. You can even, how many, what in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love of Allah, the people stop making namaz also. People in love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam alimul ghayb, hadir nadir, the shirk sifat. So therefore that is also wrong. Waman tasawwafa wa tasawwafa faqad tahaqqaqa. That is, we need both. Tasawwuf also, tafaqquh also, tasawwuf also. That person is the right person. So it's absolutely essential that we get that. And see, when maut is going to come, then it will be in the qabr, whether we were alims in the first place or not. It must not happen that we were not even alims when we come in the qabr. The world called us ulama, but in the qabr, there we were not regarded. And it must not happen that we even lost our iman on the way. Then what will be the condition? And who knows when maut is going to come? So we must not delay at all. So therefore, ulama have written that it is absolutely essential, and the sign of khashiyat. One is, which ulama in the tafsir of the ayat they have written, that you fear that you'll have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. And if we see our amal, then the amal we can think of is our namaz. That is, which more amal have we got? And if we think about our namaz, one is that namaz, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. It has become 100% successful. أَفْلَحَ, Imam Raghib Asfahani, rahmatullah alayhi, the word falah, in Arabic, kamyabi, success, many words also, foes also, many other words, but falah, every type of success. Who, first of all, have we got that yaqeen in us? My health success, my finance success, every success is in falah. And hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Come to your complete success. And that there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dua, Allahumma rabba hadihi da'wati tamma. Azan is da'wat-e-tamma, where we are called to hayya alal falah, complete success you are called to. So that is all in namaz. That is one namaz. And another namaz is, which the Quran Sharif defined, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ, destruction for musallis. But which kind of musallis? الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, who are unmindful of their namaz. One is they don't make namaz, so they no namaz in their lives. One is we make casually. We make also, sometimes we get jazba, we are early for namaz. Sometimes we don't make namaz. Sometimes we go last minute. Sometimes we are habitual latecomers. Ulama have written a beautiful saying that a person who comes by azan time to the masjid, these people are sabiqum bil khairat. They beat the race. They are gone ahead in goodness. Who comes between adhan and iqama? Muqtasid. They haven't lost, they haven't gained. They just fair. And who comes after iqama, after the takbir? Zalimul li nafsihi. Now we can see for ourselves how many of us are sabiqum bil khairat. How many of us are muqtasid? And how many of us are zalimul li nafsihi? If it is for imamat, then of course we are there. But the day, it's the week, it's not our imamat, then where is our namaz made? Students studies maktab for 7 years. Nazra, everything, normally 7 years. He does 3 years hifz. And then 6-7 years alim course. Then another 2 years takhassus. Becomes a mufti, takhassus, whatever. 20 years. He gets married, and the next day Fajr, he's not there for namaz. So what? Which deen did he come in? What was he learning for 20 years? And if he's not there for Fajr Jamaat, and which is a common thing, even of ulama, that first night after Shabbat Zufaf, Fajr, we are not there. So how much of deen we have to test ourselves and see? It will be very good for us in our own time to make a list to see how much of deen I got in my life, how much of deen I haven't got in my life. And one of the major things which we can see is with regard to our namaz. How pabund am I with my namaz? Then the postures of namaz. How am I, are the postures, Sheikh Ahmed Sarhindi rahmatullah alayh, has written every posture of namaz 100% affects your concentration in namaz. If our outward postures are not right, our concentration will, we can write it off. We can keep on asking our Shaykh, how must I get concentration in namaz? My concentration is very weak. Till you don't fix up your postures, and that is, so to say, outwardly Allah has made it in our control. The inside of namaz concentration, it's not in our control. Our thoughts, before we know, they're gone. And then you have to pull them and bring them back. But what we can do is make our postures correct. And if we have to check our namaz, without exaggeration, our namazes of the ulama are deplorable. Good people. Not long ago, I was making namaz, and a mufti, very good mufti, was next to me. And it strikes you when, like this, his hand was, he had, I was on his right, he was on my left, and whole namaz he's hitting like this, whole namaz like this. One alim was making taraweeh here for us, and it caught my attention, and I said, I have to make his islah, I have to now pay attention. In one qiyam from Allahu Akbar tal ruku, 11 times he was scratching here, scratching here, scratching here. And then he's making the taraweeh also. Now 11 times, which fatwa is going to give you permission for 11 times? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam saw his person with playing in his beard, which is also common in namaz. Now you can't say, it's itching me in my beard. For what you playing with your beard? So if you say it's itching, it's not a valid excuse also. And when it itches in namaz, just tell your nafs that now I'm in namaz, I can't, and I enjoy to scratch. When it itches, it's enjoyable to scratch. But now I can't scratch. After namaz, I'll scratch properly. Before your namaz is finished, no scratch. It was just to distract you from your namaz. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw a person who was playing with his beard. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, this person hasn't got Allah in his heart. What condition is in your heart? I say this commonly. One mutawalli of Surat in India, he was mutawalli of a few masjids. So he should check all different, he should go to the different masjids, whether the imam is on time, muazzin, toilets are clean, wuzu khana, everything. So one zuhar, Ramzan, the imam made zuhar namaz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Who's caught you? Who's caught you? Immediately, no waqfa also. Just assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Who's caught you? What's the score? Who hit a six? Who took a wicket? How many wickets are gone down? Imam sahab said, forget. Mutawalli said, forget all that, you fired. What namaz you made? Your whole namaz in cricket. And we can say about him, what is mine and your condition? What's our namaz like? One good friend of ours, Alim also, passed away. Allah give all our marhum in Jannah. He says, when I go for sajda, the worst and filthiest thoughts come to me. So how to get rid of this? Correct our namaz, the postures of namaz. Our legs in the first place. Four fingers, then what we say? Is not lazim, four fingers separate. So one senior alim of our country, studying in Jalalabad, and he was making namaz, and Hazratji came and put his four fingers between his legs. And then he moved it, and we don't come right. Hazratji didn't leave him till finally he did bring it to four. And then it became a whole life habit, and do it correctly. But for us, it's not important. تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ We are, too much, we are, sweating the small stuff. And too particular about the small things become. One person asked somebody in Yopal's town, were there any big people born, great people? So he said, no, in our town only babies were born. The small baby becomes then a big. Either he becomes famous in his good things or notorious in his evil things. But all starts from small things. Every small things become big things. It's not big things just came out about by themselves. So that is one terrible thing we got in us, that it's just small girl stuff. Now you want to already be so particular, and that small little baby, 2 weeks or something, you put on kurta, you put on burqa for the child, good family people will say, from now burqa already. From now kurta, but you put the terrible clothes of the Yahud and Nasara, with all that funny things written on it, then that is, oh, the old lady who haven't got teeth and she can't even say cute, bo cute lagi, bo cute lagi, bo ruparu bachu lagi. That appears. So we have, the khashiyat has to come into us. So check our namaz is how much khashiyat. And whole namaz passes, how many of us? No thought of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ Make not صَلِّ صَلَاةَ صَلِّ only perhaps came one place in the Quran, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ Otherwise, everywhere, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةَ And إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةَ is perfection of namaz. You have to perfect your namaz. So how much of us, the whole Allah said, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ Exclusive for my remembrance. But our namaz is exclusive not to remember Allah. And very few after namaz also, when we say, if we're saying astaghfirullah, and we think, Ya Allah, what a ni'mat you gave me. Namaz, more than biryani, more than plow, more than an exotic holiday, more than what a mansion, and more than what kind of a car. Namaz, mi'rajul mu'min, qurratul ayn, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. And how I destroyed it. But even after namaz, we don't think. Just we made a namaz. And what is the value of that namaz? What is it going to, will it be going to be in our assets or in our liability, qiyamah day? Which side will be that namaz? But we don't think of it. So just think about our namaz. And then, for example, today, all ulama, plenty hafiz, perhaps more they are hafiz than non-hafiz here, ask ourselves, I made my tilawat today. And tilawat is a thing, just to encourage ourselves. One good friend of ours, Malay's background, and a big businessman in gold. So we were discussing. So he says, every year I make my tarawih. So I said, how you manage? Because normally a person don't read the whole year. Then Quran says, Ramzan, then he got sugar problem, he got ulcer problem. He can't make prozas, he can't make tarawih also. So he says, Manana, no big deal. 1 hour after, before Fajr, I read my 3 paras every day. For a half is about 20 minutes to read a para, easy. So every day I read my 1 para, 3 paras I read before Fajr. One friend of ours, he was in Cape Town, and he became friends with the people there. One person told him, my 3 daughters, all Hafidah, and they also Qariya, mashallah. And what level, when the Sheikh of Medina Sharif came, one of his daughters had learned one of the Tajweed Kitab, and that Sheikh said, in my knowledge, and he had a lot of this, you're the only among 28 people in the world who have learned this off by heart. That is the level. And every night, 5 paras they read Tahajjud type. Then after many years, I asked him again, yet friend of yours, how's those girls now? So he said, 2 weeks ago I phoned him and asked them. So he says, now 10 paras. I thought they're going to say they married, now 0. Now 10 paras a night daily. This is just for our encouragement. That what is our, how much we reading Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَقِرَاتُ الْقُرْآنِ لَا تَدَعْهُ فِي أَيِّ حَالٍ عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ. Never leave up the tilawat of Quran Sharif. Yasin Sharif, the value, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَلْبًا وَقَلْبُ الْقُرْآنِ Yasin. Have I read my Yasin today? But these are all small matters, they're not important matters. All my basic things am I doing? And then I say, I'm very dindar, I'm very pious, and I have to make the world pious. Impious person is going to make the world pious. Whether we are ulama, whether we are mashayikh, today our ulama, our mashayikh, what is our condition? So Allah said, innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. And the other ayat, kunu rabbaniyin, kunu amar siga, and amar is made from mudari, and in mudari there is istimrar. So continuously be rabbaniyin. What is rabbaniyin? Isme mansub jama, rab wale. Like you, mithai milte mithai walo se, kapra milta hai kapre walo se, African Africa se hai, Indian Hindi Hindustan se hai, isme mansub. So be Rab wala, be Allah wala. But how sad in our madrasas, any student, any ustad, he got the tasbih in his hand, a little bit more, a little piety, he's very big Allah wala. Derogatory. That is a big Sufi, this person. He's a big, what purpose our ilm was for? Bima kuntum tuallimun al-kitab, wa bima kuntum tadrusun. Your dars and your tadris, your ta'alim and ta'allum of kitab is so that you become Rabbani. Have I become Rabbani? Our Shaykh says with regard to this, manzil ho ke bhi, ye meri manzil nahi. It is a station on your path, but it's not where you can get off. It's not your destination. Your destination is to become Rabbani. Therefore, it's very important. And ulama then say that go in the company of some ahle ilm, who is ahle taqwa, who has got khashiyat of Allah, and bring this within us before we die. Otherwise we'll die. Our sunnah is, amama is not going to go with. Then laak tum wasiyat karo, ke mere kafan mein mera amama, is dioban amama, long, very long amama, barkat wala, they won't allow it. Your sunnah is not going to go, it can be written in gold also, but your khashiyat will go with you. If we had khashiyat, if we had amal in our lives, and the most deplorable condition of treatment of wives, from my experience what I get, the ulama, they treat their wives the worst than other people also. Because everyone else is kissing their hands, praising them. Wife didn't even notice you came in the house. She, what respect she got for you? Bakhole maulana Palanpuri, ye kaise mere upar koote phanta hai? Kya kuch nahi karta hai? Uske kya main izzat karu? So the world can respect you, wife doesn't, and then how you treat your wives. The worst treatment is for the ulama give their wives the worst treatment. And Sheikh Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullahi, for whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hands came out, his wife used to hit him. Hey, but he should make sabr. No revenge. And when one of his harims told him, Hazrat, your wife, how can she treat you? He said, keep quiet. Because of that, Allah has given me this darjah here. So Allah give us tawfiq to bring amal, khashiyat of Allah Ta'ala, and have the love and the fear of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Duruh Sharif, 100% accepted, makes all your amal accepted. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiyul alim. Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua. And taqabbal from babi tafa'ul. And in babi tafa'ul, khasiyat of takalluf. My amal is not worthy of acceptance. But in your kindness, O Allah, you are most merciful. You accept. Watub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Masha Allah. La quwwata illa billah. Walana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullahi alayhi, right? On any of your ni'mat, you read this, dunya ni'mat, deen ni'mat, it won't get zayed, it won't be taken away, it will remain with you. And alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. The world can praise you, it will never go to you. Allah, you did it, it's your tawfiq. As long as you give me tawfiq, I can do it. Without your tawfiq, you know, I know what I am, my Allah. I am not fit for this at all. It's only your tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Any mistakes in that, ghibat, anything, Quran tilawat, sabr, zair mistakes, all will be corrected first. And then a seal is put on it, and only for you, exclusive on the day of Qiyamah. And subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The smallest amal you did, picking up a twig from the masjid, on Qiyamah's day, the scale that will be there, it will be too small to weigh the mursal. They'll have to bring another bigger scale. So lot one, whatever amal you read there, Allah will make that amal. Allah accept from us all. Inshallah. Subhanallah.